With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. A federal judge said Thursday that the Internal Revenue Service broke the law by disclosing confidential taxpayer information over 42,000 times to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. U.S. District Judge Colleen Kolar-Kotelly found that the Internal Revenue Service had erroneously shared taxpayer information of thousands of people with the Department of Homeland Security. Walmart has agreed to pay $100 million to settle allegations from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission that the retailer caused its delivery drivers to lose tens of millions of dollars worth of earnings by deceiving them about their pay and tips. Nurses returned to work Thursday at a big New York City hospital system nearly a week after they approved a new contract that ended a major nursing strike. More than 4,000 nurses in the privately run New York Presbyterian system went on strike January 12th. The walkout was part of a dispute that also saw nurses strike at two other big private hospital systems in the city. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.